الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are looking at how do we develop خشية الله. Let us now look at how do we develop the حب and the love of Allah. Because as I mentioned to you, taqwa is a combination of these two beautiful things, the khashyat of Allah and the love of Allah, the awe and glory and majesty of Allah and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When these two get together, we have a condition in the heart which is called at-taqwa. So to develop hub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must concentrate on the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has Allah blessed me with? And seriously, I mean, it's not just a matter of, you know, saying this as like lip service, oh, everything I have is from Allah. Of course it is from Allah. Where else would it be from? The point is, are you conscious of that? Are you conscious of that? Do you have a feeling to say, subhanAllah, this is what Allah gave me? And there is not a person in the world who can say that what Allah gave me is what I deserved. I couldn't have got anything else. I had to have this. If Allah didn't give me this, who else would He give me? No. Nobody can say that. And if somebody says that, that's an arrogant and stupid and false statement. What Allah gave us, Allah didn't give us because of us. He gave us in spite of us. Allah gave us whatever He gave us despite the fact that we don't deserve it. Allah gave us eyesight, and Allah continues to allow us to have the eyesight even when we use it wrongly to look at haram. Allah gave us this speech, and He continues to enable us and allow us to have it and use it even though we use this speech to foul-mouth people, for profanity, for backbiting, for slandering, for lying, for cheating. Allah knows this tongue is the biggest fitna. Rasulullah ﷺ said, guarantee for me what is between your jaws and what is between your legs, and I will guarantee you Jannah. People asked Him, Ya Rasulullah, will this tongue take us into Jahannam? Nabi ﷺ held it like this, his blessed tongue, and he said, this will take more people into the fire than anything else. Yet, when we have this tongue, even though we use it for all kinds of stuff, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take away the power of speech from us. Allah gave us hearing, and Allah does not take away the hearing when we use it to listen to something which He has prohibited. Right? Allah gave us, alhamdulillah, good health. Allah gave us waqar and izzah. Allah gave us prestige and dignity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us knowledge. He gave us the ability to communicate this knowledge. He gave us the ability to learn. And every time I think about something and I say, and the greatest, and then I think of something which is even greater. But one of the greatest is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the door of istighfar and tawbah, that we can retreat through into His protection, into His haram. We are out there in the sea of iniquity, of sin, of rebellion, of ma'asiyat, toys in the hands of shaitan. Shaitan and his cohorts are playing football with us, and we being the ball. But then Allah gave us this door of istighfar and tawbah. When we call upon our Rabb and say, oh Allah, forgive me, Allah promised to forgive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this guarantee. He said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my slaves who have transgressed against themselves. Subhanallah, my Rabb Jalla Jalalu, even though we disobey him, he still calls us, you are mine. He still says, we are his. Then he said, say to them, O my slaves, who have transgressed against yourselves, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily, He is the one who is the most forgiving, most merciful. This is Allah. Think about this, my brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, I'm looking at some of the, within quotes, mundane daily things. But each one of them is so important that if we didn't have it, we would not be able to survive. You know, when we discovered the joy and the value of being able to breathe freely without any problems, when we faced COVID. Ask somebody who is on a ventilator the value of being able to breathe freely. This is a tragedy of the human race, that you get the value of something only after you have lost it. Let's not be that. Let us reflect on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us while we still have it, so that then we can truly appreciate it and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of the relationships we have, our parents, our children, our spouses, our friends and relatives. SubhanAllah, every time I think of this aspect of my life, I feel I'm so blessed. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me some really beautiful people in my life. Some have gone ahead and left beautiful memories. Others, alhamdulillah, are still with me. Really, I mean, just think about that. How blessed we are. And whoever it is, no matter what difficulty you are going through in life, remember there is a blessing behind it. You might say to somebody might say to you, well, you know, I have cancer, terminal case, last stage of cancer. What is the blessing? Well, the blessing is that inshallah, if you die with that in a state of iman, inshallah you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your sins clean, because Allah has wiped them all out thanks to the illness He gave you. Somebody might say, well, you know, I got COVID and I'm dying with COVID, I'm on the ventilator and they don't have any hope, they think I'm going to die tomorrow morning. Well, you know what? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to cure you, and may Allah cure you completely. But if you die of that, then you die shaheed, inshallah. Right? We don't make a definitive statement, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who dies of a pandemic, of an epidemic, died a shaheed. We don't ask for calamities, but when the calamity comes, we accept it with equanimity, because we know that in it is khair. Whatever Allah does with khair. And we have complete and total faith in this. Alhamdulillah. That is the reason why Rasulullah said, how beautiful is the state of the believer, that when he has some benefit, he makes shukr and Allah is pleased with him. And when he has some difficulty, he has sabr and Allah is pleased with him. We talked about khashyat and we talked about hubb. The awe and majesty and glory of Allah and the love of Allah. Put these together and we have taqwa. Ask Allah to fill your hearts with taqwa. And that is why Ramadan came, to make us muttaqoon. La'allakum tattaqoon. So think about this and see how can we become more and more muttaqi, insha'Allah, so that we take full advantage of this beautiful month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us and we don't lose anything. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمته.